And so I was telling our friends, Bonnie and Jeff, that we were having dinner one night at this restaurant in Boca that had just opened. It's called the Cheesecake Factory. It's one of those places that serves you just monumental amounts of food, which seems to be what we're doing in America these days. You know, like they bring your salad out in a wheelbarrow, you know. And free refills on, you know, 64-ounce drinks and, you know, things like this. So it's a wonderful place. But they had, like, these spotlights out front, and it was a grand opening, and my wife and I had been invited there to be, you know, at their opening and so on. We were there, and we took Bonnie and Jeff with us. And I was telling them about this meditation that is the subject matter of this program. And Bonnie got really excited. She just went, oh, you got to teach us how to do that. You got to tell me how to. She's one of these people that whatever you're talking about, she's willing to try it. You know, if you're talking about reading auras, read my aura. I want to know about my aura, whatever it is. So she got all excited. And Jeff is the father of one of our children, Serena. His best friend is their daughter, Courtney. And so we see them a lot because her daughter's over at our house a lot. And Jeff is a builder and been going through some fairly tough times in the building industry down in South Florida. This was a couple of years ago. And so as I was telling that, I said, well, I can't teach it to you now because it involves sound. I mean, you have to make noise. And, you know, there's thousands of people or hundreds of people anyway, and there's reporters, and they all know who I am. And I said, I can't be doing this here in the restaurant. And Bonnie said, why not? What do you mean? You talk on your programs about not worrying about what other people think. Why are you worried about what they think here? You know, I'll tell you, when you're a guru, it's really tough, right? You know, you got to watch yourself at every moment. So I said, well, you know, it's just like, it's going to look a little weird. She said, so what if it looks weird? I want to learn it. She said, we're going away. We're going away tomorrow. And Courtney was staying with us, so I knew they were going away. She said, we're going to Las Vegas. We're in a slot machine tournament. And I want to learn this before we go. I said, a what? She said, a slot machine tournament. I said, I've never heard of a slot machine tournament. She said, yeah, people from all over the country just sign up. They come to Las Vegas. There's 700 of them or so. They assign you to a machine. And then everybody plays the machine for Friday night, all day Saturday, until Sunday afternoon. And then at the end of the, they tabulate and they have the winners and they give them, you know, it's all kept track of electronically and so on. She said, I want to learn how to manifest before I go there. I said, I don't know. I don't know if you can use it this way. I don't, something about spirituality in Las Vegas, it just, it didn't seem to have the right mix, you know. But I said, why not? You know, I mean, it's like abundance is abundance. I mean, why should we have any judgments about, you know, it being something right or wrong or whatever? So we started doing the meditation. I explained the whole meditation that I had been taught by Guruji, this great teacher. And we did it right there in the restaurant. We all, the four of us, and we started making these sounds, and everybody started looking at us, and what's going on over here in the corner? What's happened to Dyer? He's flipped out. But we did it, and I taught it to them. Well, they went away. Courtney stayed at our house. They went away on Friday. Jeff checks into the hotel in Las Vegas. He gets assigned to a machine, and he's in the lobby of the casino. And his wife is assigned to the machine next to him. Now, this is all done by computer. It's never happened to him before. They do this all the time. So it's like right away he's thinking, this is really strange. I got the machine. She's right next to me, and there were 700 people. How did this happen? So he wraps his legs around this machine and proceeds to pull the levers and do this meditation at the same time for 3 days. He's going, and everybody will look, you know, in the casino. You got to get a picture of this, you know. This is like a guru sitting at a slot machine doing the sound meditation with an absolute total conviction that he could make something happen here. And they come back on Sunday afternoon. They get back Sunday evening, and they come over to pick up Courtney, and Bonnie comes running in, you know. She's so excited. She said, we won, I can't remember the exact amount, but it was something like $27,000. She said, do you think it has anything to do with this meditation? I mean, she said, we've never won anything doing this before. And Jeff comes in behind her, and he has just bought himself a brand new camera. You know, with one of these, and he's filming the whole thing, one of these portable video cameras. And he puts his hand on his hip and he says, just call me Jeff the Manifester. All right? Like Conan the Barbarian, you know, he's Jeff the Manifester. He began practicing that meditation. And he put in a bid on building something like 200 homes that he received. He had never ever, this is a small building company. His income has like quadrupled. His building, a number of employees have like tripled. He's just, all kinds of these fabulous things of that he has been putting his attention on have begun to happen. I mean, what I'm saying here is I don't know that if you put your attention on just going to Las Vegas and having money come into you, that this is like something for, you know, everybody thinks, well, I'll just get greedy and I'll just have a whole lot of money. But there's something about abundance and having it show up in your life and your ability to put your attention on what it is that you would like to manifest.